and it's hit high, it's hit deep to left, and this ball is gone. So Franmil Reyes has the Indians' third home run, his 29th. He has a three-hit, two-RBI game, and the Indians lead it 12-3. And maybe Albers won't shake his catcher off next time.
There you go, Tom. Good one. 7:53, time to check in with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, the Tribe. You know, we knew the runs were in there somewhere, right, Jim? They had been absent for quite a while, but the other night, or the other day against the Twins. How many games did we play against those guys? Or the...
I think 37 this year, it seemed like.
And five in the last 4 days or something to that effect. But we still have more doubleheaders coming up, and that's
This is a stretch right now. It'll end up being three doubleheaders in about a 10-day span. There's a couple coming up on the next homestand, but doubleheader Tuesday that they got through fairly well. And you know, it makes a big difference, Bruce, the having them be seven innings instead of nine, just in terms of your pitching. You always worry about, you know, how you're going to get through a lot of baseball. In terms of relief pitchers, I think that's the primary concern, and the Indians did great the other day, so it wasn't too much of a concern, and then hopefully that'll be the case going forward. But, yeah, it was nice to score some runs. They've been struggling in that area. Sure.
All right. The Yankees, we are now taking on the Yankees, and they are going to, you know, we have a chance to really ruin their autumn here if we can.
And absolutely, and you know what? It's funny because they have this stretch right now where they just played the Orioles, a bad team, really bad team. Indians are a 500 club, but for where the Yankees are going, they probably look at it and say, oh, well, that's, you know, they should really take care of business against the Tribe this weekend. And then, you know, they still have some games against, well, again, below 500 teams, but they struggled against the Orioles a little bit. And they haven't done that well against teams that are not in the postseason contention race. So, yeah, the Indians can come in here and really kind of ruin their postseason hopes, because right now it is not even close to being a lock for New York to get in the postseason. The wild card in the American League is really up for grabs.
So give us a scouting report on this Yankees pitcher tonight. What can you tell us about Kluber is his name, I think?
I never heard of him. Right. I don't know where they get these guys. It's going to be weird. It's really going to be weird. This will be the first time that they face him because he's had some injuries over the last couple of years. But he is throwing tonight, Corey Kluber. And Brucey, you know, he will go down when it's all said and done as one of the best pitchers the Indians have ever had. And that's saying a lot, because over the course of history, I mean, you know, you go back to Bob Feller, certainly, and that's a good jumping off point right there. But they had those great rotations back in the 40s and 50s. And then, you know, the C.C. Sabathia era, Cliff Lee, a lot of Cy Young guys, and he won two. Corey Kluber won two and was just the rock of the rotation for a really good stretch of Indians baseball. And, you know, I don't think that'll ever be forgotten. And, you know, now he's back through a no-hitter earlier this season, but he's also had injury issues again, and that's been the biggest key for him the last two seasons. He just hasn't been on the mound. But he's healthy now, and they're really looking at him as a key down the stretch here to kind of solidify their rotation.
Do you get the chance to speak with him at all, or even former players, when you kind of move through this, or what's the status?
It's tough because it's the first day, so obviously he wouldn't be available before he starts. But hopefully over the weekend, have a chance to visit with him, because he was always, you know, I know he has that reputation as being stoic and you know, not really a man of few words, that type of thing. But he was always nice to me in terms of, you know, giving you a little bit extra on what he's working on and what's going well. And so hopefully I'll have a chance. But, you know, the opportunities now with a little bit less access with COVID and things like that, it can be tricky. But I'll try and catch up with him over the weekend for sure.
Who's on our rotation for this series against the Yankees?
Zach Plesac tonight. So that'll be exciting. I mean, he's been really throwing the ball well, and looking forward to seeing him get back out there. And then Aaron Civale goes again tomorrow. One good start, one start where he struggled in his first two since coming back from the injured list. And then the rookie, Eli Morgan, on Sunday.
And then we come home for the final week of baseball at Progressive Field. So a lot of fans are going to be excited to come on out and enjoy some final season or final days with what would be officially the Indians, too. So there's sort of a different kind of a bittersweet sense, I guess, to this maybe final homestand that's coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be different. And I'm really interested to see, and maybe not so much early in the week, but by next weekend when you're getting down to the last game, what it's going to be like. I don't know. Maybe it's just a regular game. But I think for a lot of people, that'll be the last time that they can see this team in person as the Indians. And it's going to be interesting to see what the reaction is. I have no idea what it'll be like.
Yeah.
And so it'll be fascinating. Well, it really will.
Yep. That's why they play the games, I guess, is sometimes the sports phrase for
that. That is, you are solid on your cliches today, Bruce.
Thanks, Jim. Jim, we will talk again next week. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your time in New York. And we'll talk again and look forward to your call, your and Tom's call this weekend as well.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning as part of our Indians Talk on WEOL, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco.